This is not a story about an old man and bifocals at the center of a revolution, but rather the tale of a boy who had no idea he'd one day wind up on the $100 bill. I had decided to attend a masked ball in order to unmask a killer, but first, I'd need a disguise.
Hello, Mrs. Bowen.
Hello, Hannah.
Ah, you're reading a translation of Don Quixote. One of my favorites.
Ben, what are you doing here? I was just about to leave for the warehouse.
This is a sewing shop, is it not?
That it is.
Well then, I'd like to hire you to make me a costume. A disguise, really.
Is this to hide yourself from the law?
In a way, but it needs to be fancy, and in the latest style. You see, I'm attending a masked ball tonight.
This wouldn't be Lord Billingsgate's golden ticket ball.
You've heard of it.
All the shareholders in the Manhattan Municipal Company were invited. Although Hannah and I would never be allowed to attend, of course.
Are you telling us his lordship invited you? After he tried to throw you in prison?
In a way.
Which way is that?
Well, I was informed of this evening's festivities by his lordship's daughter herself.
Amanda Billingsgate invited you?
Is that so hard to believe?
Yes, because you're clearly lying.
All right, so it wasn't an explicit invitation.
Forgive me, Mr. Franklin, but you do not strike me as the type to attend such a party.
I'm not going there to have fun, Mrs. Bowen. I'm going as a detective.
This is only getting worse.
I believe that George Williamson's killer will be in attendance, and I intend to unmask him.
Now that sounds quite dangerous.
Perhaps. But you told me how Mr. Williamson hoped to invest, to save up money to build Hannah's school one day. Don't I owe it to George, and to the pursuit of truth?
Well,
as Cervantes writes in that book you were just reading, the truth may be stretched thin, but it never breaks.
And it always surfaces above lies, as oil floats on water. Ben, you know I want to solve George's murder as much as you do. But if Lord Billingsgate discovers you in his own house?
We'll have to make certain that your costume is convincing.
Thank you, Mrs. Bowen. Oh, and how long will it take you to make a small ball gown?
Later that night, Hannah and I return to the Dirty Dog's warehouse.
Ah, Benjamin, Hannah, there you are.
Hello, Danny.
Mr. Quinn?
I was starting to worry about you.
Yes, well, I've been busy.
Investigating the death of Mad George, were you?
I suppose you could say that. Are the rest of the Dirty Dogs around?
The boys are out selling your newspapers.
Good. I have a feeling this will be our most widely read issue yet.
And the most controversial.
Yes, I read that headline. Death of a Printer. Gonna be ruffling some fine feathers, I suspect.
That's what good journalism should do.
George Williamson thought so.
Long as you don't suffer his fate.
Right. Where's Ruby?
In the back, sorting through today's gains.
Excellent. Because I've got an offer for her. Ruby! Ruby, come out here! Ruby!
Stop your yelling, genius! What do you want?
Hannah, would you mind showing Miss Ruby the sketch?
Sure. As we speak, Ruby, this dress is being made for you in my mother's sewing shop uptown.
You bought me a dress, Franklin?
And a mask and some gloves.
Are you making fun of me?
No, I'd like you to attend a party with me tonight.
A party?
The most exclusive ball in the whole city.
Well, that is quite an invitation.
Let me get this straight. You want to take me to a society ball? Is this some Boston way of saying you fancy me?
What? No. No, Ruby, you see, I have a mission. And I need a partner to watch my back. Someone sneaky and unscrupulous. I, of course, immediately thought of you.
Why you?
Uh-oh, there's that dagger again.
You best be watching your back right now, lest you want to end up like Mad George.
Ruby, I didn't mean...
Easy, Ruby girl. Put Sweetie Pie away. I believe Benjamin meant it as a compliment.
Yes, that I did. Sorry for the confusion. I'm attending Lord Billingsgate's golden ticket masked ball to unmask a killer and out the truth. And I'd like you to be my guest.
Hang on a second. I walk into a fancy ball wearing a mask, eat their food, and fleece a bunch of richies without them ever seeing my face?
No, Ruby, you can't just go in there and start robbing people.
Why not? If I'm gonna...
Danny, we need help here. It's Sonny.
Sonny, what happened?
He's in rough shape.
Ruby, get the medical supplies.
I know where they are. I'll get them.
Big Lou, what happened?
Maybe you should ask your genius over here.
Me?
You, Franklin, they gave poor Sonny the beating of his life, and you're the reason why.
You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in the 1720s, as a teenager in New York, I was just plain Ben. Aspiring printer, budding adventurer, dreamer, and someone who had a knack for making dangerous and powerful enemies.
I don't understand. How am I responsible for Sonny's injuries?
He was out selling your papers when they got to him.
Of course he was.
When who got him?
They came in a fancy carriage. The man in the tricorn hat was the leader. He grabbed the papers out of Sonny's hand, kept them in to know where it was being printed, asking about Mad George.
The man in the tricorn hat. Higgins!
Lord Billingsgate's man.
He's the one who stabbed Mr. Williamson. He's trying to cover it up to stop me from printing the truth.
I told you his lordship would not like the headline.
Especially on the night of his party.
You would have been real proud of Sonny, Danny. Didn't say a peep. Just kept laughing the whole time they were giving them the business.
Attaboy, Sonny.
Hang on. If this Higgins truly is a murderer, why did he let Sonny go with a beating?
She's right. Why leave him out there to tell the tale?
You smell that?
Smoke!
They followed you back here.
Look out!
Someone was returning the stolen newspapers through the warehouse window, and every issue was on fire.
Get away from the windows.
It's a smell I never forgot, nor the sight of the flames charging through the warehouse like a conquering army.
Ruby, get the buckets and fill them in the river.
It's too late. The fire is spreading everywhere.
Big Lou, grab Sonny. We have to get out before we burn.
The fire! It's heading for the printing press.
Ben, don't be an idiot. Forget about the press.
Come on, get the door open.
The door's jammed. Someone locked us in.
What you got, Benjamin? Some special invention that fights fires?
One day, I would go on to found the first fire department in Philadelphia so that no one would feel my sense of helplessness as the flames made their way toward my printing press.
I'm sorry, I don't have anything.
We're trapped, Danny.
Not yet. Big Lou, Ruby, grab the crowbars and we'll try to get that door unwedged.
They can help.
So can I.
With what? Your quills? Strongly worded essays? Go to the roof, dive in the water, both of you.
You need the extra hands.
You're a good swimmer, right, Benjamin? What about you, Hannah?
My father taught me to swim in the pond, but the river is freezing cold.
Just don't stay in for long. Swim to the beach near Billingsgate's Brooklyn Bridge Project. Best spot to beat the current.
What about you?
We're the dirty dogs. We've been in worse messes than this. We ain't been licked yet.
Not leaving you!
Danny!
Hannah! Get him out of here!
That is not going to happen!
Fine, Benjamin! We got no time to debate! You and Hannah, grab that chair! Use it to help Big Lou ram the door!
Alright, help me, Hannah! It's attached to the floor?
So it is. Remember, swim for the bridge project.
What?
Ruby?
It was only when I looked up and saw Ruby with her hand on the lever that I remembered where I was standing.
The trap door!
What?
right behind you!
See you at the party, genius!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
A freezing cold river hit my system like an electric shock. But after a second or two, I steadied my breath, reached for Hannah, and let the current take us. As I kept my head above the water, I reached into my sack for my good old invention from back in Boston.
What are those?
Water paddles. To help with swimming. Let's see if they still work. Here.
Not bad.
Hannah and I swam with the current until I saw a large wooden wall rising from the shore.
Just don't stay in for long. Swim to the beach near Billingsgate's Brooklyn Bridge Project. Best spot to beat the current.
Anna, here, swim for the shore.
I swam for shore, my eyes fixed on the large wall. As I climbed out, shivering and nearly frozen solid, I looked up at the sign hanging from the very top.
Manhattan Municipal Company. Future home of the bridge to Brooklyn.
They've been working on the bridge for almost a year.
Hannah and I climbed the wall and hopped over the side, expecting to find a massive construction project.
Holy Neptune.
Instead, we found nothing.
But there's nothing here. Just four walls around an empty lot.
They're not building a bridge, Hannah. It's all a lie. The project, it isn't real.
Hannah and I warmed up around a fire and went looking for Danny and the dirty dogs. By the time we got there, the warehouse had been reduced to ashes.
Ben, are they... gone?
I don't think so. Look!
Footprints. In the ashes.
See the mark under the toe? It's a steel-toed boot. Danny's steel-toed boot.
Then they got away.
But the printing press... There's nothing left of it. I would have expected at least some of the metal to survive. Could it have been saved somehow?
I looked over to see that Hannah was nearly in tears.
How can it be? How?
Hannah, are you all right?
If there's no bridge to Brooklyn, then there's no Manhattan Municipal Company. Stock will never be worth anything. Lord Billingsgate is just taking people's money.
Yes.
But I saw the drawings. There were plans. So many people have given their life savings. Mama.
And you, Hannah.
It's all I had to create my school someday. To provide a good education, opportunity, and hope to Black children in New York. And now, it's just paper.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know how to tell my mother that it's all gone. All those hours in the shop, working on other people's clothes.
Do you think George Williamson knew?
I think he found out. I think he refused to print any more certificates. And that's why they killed him.
Hannah, I need you to track down the dirty dogs. Get that dress your mother made to Ruby. Tell her to meet me outside Lord Billingsgate's estate.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
I'm more sure than ever that I have to attend that party and out Lord Billingsgate's villainy.
light snow was falling that night as everyone who was anyone in New York arrived by carriage outside Lord Billingsgate's mansion. Ladies and gentlemen in their finery, all wearing elaborate masks.
Good evening. Welcome to the Golden Ticket Ball. Please have your invitations ready. Welcome, m'lady, my lord.
I arrived on foot, slipped through the gate, and hoped my costume was good enough to escape suspicion.
Time to get into character.
I secured my mask and checked my pocket watch.
Well, it looks as though I shall be attending solo.
Just as I was beginning to give up hope that Ruby would be by my side, I saw a young woman arrive on horseback, wearing the dress Mrs. Bowen had sewed, along with the matching long gloves. She wore a bonnet atop the mask, which covered her face completely.
Ruby, you made it! You even got the dress from Mrs. Bowen.
Good evening, Ben Franklin. Hope I'm not late.
Hannah, it's you?
Well, don't just stand there. Help me down from my horse. This costume makes it a challenge.
What are you doing here?
What do you think? It's like you said, we have a party to attend
and a murderer to unmask.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.